Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we're so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
So I decided to stay with the theme of faithfulness because there's a reason it's the banner for the year. We want to continuously point you towards faithfulness. Faithfulness is being faithful for us to what God has put in our hand, what He is directing us to, what He is calling us to, but also a reminder that God is faithful. So I titled my message today, Holding Fast, a Faithful Yes. Let's quickly pray. Lord, I thank you for this amazing opportunity today where we can honor and bless and love on our mums. Lord God, the woman that you have called into motherhood, whichever way, Lord. And I ask that this message today will speak to our hearts and that we will not walk out of here the same way we walked in today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, can I just say to all the men in here, this is not where you tune out. Because I really believe that the message speaks. It's not just to one gender. It speaks to us all. Okay, why don't you open your Bibles with me to Hebrews 10, verse 23. Now, I want to give you some context to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 explains that the Old Testament sacrifices could never fully remove our sin, but it was only pointing forward to a greater sacrifice that was to come through Jesus. And when Jesus gave himself once and for all on the cross, he completely finished the work of salvation, opening the way for believers to be able to draw near to God with confidence, not through rituals or fear, but through his faithfulness. So when we get to verse 23, the writer shifts from teaching us to applying to an application on how it can apply to our life. So verse 23 reads as follows. Let us draw near to... Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And this is where I want to stand still for a moment. I want to look at the Greek, the deeper meaning of each one of those words, so that we can grasp the meaning of that scripture. In order to help us to be even more faithful and believe that God is faithful. It starts with let us hold. Now to hold means to grip tightly, white knuckles, to seize firmly, to refuse to let go, like a bulldog. I think we need to become like bulldogs. To retain with strength, to stay anchored under pressure. To hold tightly, to refuse to let go, that's certainly not passive Christianity. You agree? It requires intentional perseverance. Faithfulness is not accidental. It's a decision that we make. Faithfulness is choosing daily not to loosen our grip on what God has spoken to us. Let us hold. It is a deliberate holding on to His word. Let us hold unswervingly. So to hold unswervingly means to hold firm, to cling tightly, not leaning away from. I love that. Not leaning away from. Be unbending, hold resolutely, unshaken and unmoved. And the New King James Version, I love it, uses a different word and it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. This speaks of consistency over time. It's not drifting. It's not backing down. It's not giving up when things get difficult. And it's not collapsing under pressure. Now, this is not telling you that you have to be perfect, because we are not perfect. But it is the reality is that God has not called us to a life without pressure, but to remain unshaken within the pressures that we are experiencing. Faithfulness is not proven in one moment. It is proven in the long journey, perseverance, day after day. Unswerving faith is built in the everyday on repeat. Sleep, get up, let's do it again. Let's go to sleep, let's get up, and let's do it again. And you know what? A wavering world certainly needs us as believers to be unwavering, to show them the way, to show them that there is a hope. Now, let us hold unswervingly to the hope. To hope is to have a confident expectation, a sure trust and anticipation of something, a certain future trust. A biblical hope is not wishing. It is not feeling, or it's not built on culture or on outcomes. It is a confident knowing because God promised. Let us hold on to the hope we profess. Now, to profess means to declare boldly, like the young man that proposed to his girlfriend or soon-to-be wife in front of everyone. He professes his love for her. It's making a public acknowledgement. Now, the Greek word here literally means to say the same thing. So when we look at the scripture in that light, it's declaring what God has declared over your life. It is stand by what God has said to you. And it's to remain aligned with the truth He has spoken over you. Faithfulness means continuing to say what God says, even when circumstances says otherwise. For he who promised. Now the Greek word for promise here talks about announce upon, to engage to do something, to assert something respecting oneself. So he who promised is actually saying to us, the one who has pledged himself, or the one who personally committed himself. So in this verse, the emphasis is on God as the initiator of the promise. And therefore, the focus shifts from our grip and our ability to hang on to God's integrity. Our confidence is not in the strength of our faith, but it's in the reliability of the one who made the promise. It's in relying on God. So for the one who is promised is faithful. The Greek word used there is pistos, and it means trustworthy, dependable, reliable, consistent, true to his word. This is one of the most powerful descriptions of who God is throughout scripture. Because as we learned in the beginning of the year, he doesn't merely act faithful. Faithfulness is God's nature. We don't hold on because we are strong. We hold on because God is faithful. He's trustworthy. He is trustful. He is sure. He is true. He is steadfast reliability. Reality is people may fail us. Our seasons may change expectantly or unexpectedly. Our emotions may fluctuate, but God remains perfectly faithful all the time. So our ability to hold on comes from knowing that God never changes. So after looking at the Greek meaning of all these words that make up this verse, you can read Hebrews 10:23 as follows. Let us continually grip tightly, without leaning away, to the confident expectation we boldly declare, because the one who pledged himself is completely trustworthy and dependable. So when you read it like that, it just opened a whole new understanding for me. Let us continually grip tightly without leaning away to the confident expectation we boldly declare, because the one who pledged himself is completely trustworthy and dependable. The central truth of Hebrews 10:23 is that we are called to remain faithful because God is faithful. The burden of this verse is not that we need to try harder to have more faith, but it's rather that we need to trust deeper. Being faithful is intentional because drifting is natural. It's our human being. But holding fast, that should be our spiritual stance. I'm holding on because God, you are faithful. So in looking to the Bible for an example, a woman who embodied this scripture, I just couldn't get past Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, Mary required trust, surrender, perseverance, and unwavering faith in God's promises. We find the story of Mary in Luke 1, verse 26 to 45. Mary is introduced as a young woman, a virgin pledged to be married to Joseph, when the angel Gabriel appears to her with an unexpected message. We all know the story. She has been chosen by God to give birth to Jesus, the Son of God. And though surprised and unsure how this is going to happen, Mary responds with humility and faith. And she said, "Let it be to me according to your word." Rather than resisting God's plan, she chooses to trust him completely. And soon after that appearance of the angel, Mary visits her relative Elizabeth, who is also experiencing a miraculous pregnancy, being pregnant with John the Baptist. And when Mary arrives at her home, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, and she recognizes that Mary is carrying the promised Messiah. She blesses Mary, and she actually speaks it out. She blesses her for believing that God would fulfill his promise to her. Mary becomes a beautiful picture of faithful obedience, a woman who held on to God's word with confidence because she believed that the one who promised was faithful. Now, Mary's story didn't start in comfort. It began in disruption. You know, she was a young woman with plans to get married and looking forward to the future with her husband, Joseph, as his wife. And suddenly God steps in and he spoke something very unexpected over her life. "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." This is what was spoken over her. Now, can you imagine the weight Mary carried and what she felt in that moment? The questions she had, the uncertainty she felt, the opinions of others, the whispers in front of her and behind her back. Her reputation was at risk. Her future was uncertain. And her situation did not make sense. Yet, somehow in the middle of all that, she remained unshaken. When the angel spoke to Mary, she chose to hold on to God's word. She made a decision in that moment, not after weeks or going to pray about it. She just made a decision in that moment that she's going to hold on. Before there was any evidence of what was spoken and before there was clarity of the promise. Now, what's even more powerful is that Mary didn't just have one moment of holding on to faith. She had a lifetime of having to hold on. It started with that announcement. Then she had to hold on to the fulfillment of that promise. Then she had to hold on while she was raising Jesus. Then she had to hold on when she was standing at the cross and to believe that God is faithful to do what he said and promised to her. In the moment of hearing God's plan to her and for her life, when her world was turned upside down, she didn't just start in faith. She continued in faith. "I am the Lord's servant." That was her answer. She said yes to God, not because she understood everything, but because she was unshaken in her faith. She walked through years of the unknown. She stayed when things didn't make sense. And she stood at the cross when others walked away. Mary didn't stay silent either. She came in agreement with what God spoke to her and over her life. And she said, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Her words reflected her confidence in God and her alignment with his promise and a heart that was anchored in what he said. God promised Mary that she will have a son who would not only change her life, but reign forever and bring hope to the entire world. That's a huge promise. You know what? God gave her the full picture. He just went bum, 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 bum. Everything. He did not leave anything out. And as unbelievable as it must have sounded to her in that moment, she knew who her God was. And she knew who she was as his daughter. Her confidence wasn't in herself. It was in the faithfulness that she had in God. Because she trusted the one who pledged himself. Mary's faith in God was so resolute that the Holy Spirit revealed it to her relative, Elizabeth. Luke 1:45, Elizabeth says, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her." Mary's life became a living expression of Hebrews 10:23. Holding on, staying steady. Her life shows us that we can walk through uncertainty with trust. You can face the unknown and still hold on and not be moved by what we see or experience around us. Personally, there's many moments that come to mind when I think about this faithfulness in our life where we had to hold fast and give God our faithful yes. Now, a few months ago, JJ shared a bit of our story of how we came to live in Australia. Don't worry, I don't have time to repeat that. So you're okay. But I just want to highlight one aspect of it. You know, when God gave JJ the scripture, Mark 10, verse 21, "Sell whatever you have and give to the poor and come, take up the cross and follow me." There was a process that we had to follow. When we felt there was a process to follow, we prayed, we fasted, and we asked for confirmation to know that we are not just following a whim of something that sounds like an amazing dream, but that we were really hearing from God. So we followed him. We boarded a plane within 3 months of giving him our yes. And we have such an incredible testimony of God's provision and faithfulness in our lives, time and time again. So many times people have said, "You better write a story, write it down, write a book." And I think we need to, because over time you do forget some of those. But you know what? In all of that, it was not a walk in the park. It was not overnight success at all. It took us 4.5 years to receive our permanent residency visa. Now, to be able to live and stay in Australia, the country we feel God called us to, we ultimately needed to be permanent residents. There were 4.5 years of believing and holding on to what he called us to follow him, and to believe that he will provide and make the following possible. There were so many times that it was really difficult to see the forest from the trees. It was really hard. But you know what? We gave him our yes, and we had to be faithful to that yes. And that's what helped us to stand unshaken. Our surrender became our yes to him. Our yes and our amen. It is what we hold on to tightly and what anchored us under the pressures. that the restrictions of the visa we were on, just a student visa, it placed so many pressures on us. When Bible college fees were due, because we did have to pay that, and there was no money to pay it, we had to hold on to him firmly, to cling tightly and believe that he is our provider. We budgeted $60 a fortnight for food, and it didn't go far. But you know what? We never went hungry. We literally started to expect a call when there was no food, an invitation to dinner, or to receive fuel money to get us to Bible college. Believe me, there were many moments we had to call and pull each other up because we got weary. It is a hard push to continuously believing. But you know what? That is the yes we gave him. That is what we said. We believe that he is faithful and he will bring it to pass. And each time God came through, and we were reminded yet again to not lean away from what he has promised us and what he has called us to. We didn't stay silent either. I think some people wished we could just be quiet for a moment, you know? Yes, there were those moments. Just speak to Riverview Church. Anyway, we declared and we aligned ourselves with God's call. You know, we were called here for a reason. And he is making a way for us in the wilderness. We had people that said to us in South Africa before we even got on the plane, "Don't worry, you'll be back. You are not going to make it." But we choose to share the testimonies of his goodness every time and the provision in our lives and allow those testimonies to strengthen us and those around us rather than leaning away and listening to the lies. Now, the word from God was to take up our cross and to follow him, which was to a foreign country he called us to be his hands and his feet. There's a country where we knew only one family. There was no guarantees and there was no safety nets. And at the most unexpected time, when our visa journey seemed to be even longer prolonged, God showed his faithfulness once again. We left Australia to attend JJ's father's funeral, and our case officer informed us that because we are leaving the country, we would need to apply for a bridging visa when we get back. So upon our return, literally days after we came back, we received an envelope in the mail, and we thought, this is the paperwork that we need to complete for our bridging visa. But when we opened that envelope, it turned out to be a letter informing us that we have been granted permanent residence. It was such an anticlimax because I was ready to fight. Yes, keep standing, you know. But in that moment, realizing that that long wait was over and what at times really seemed almost impossible became a moment of the one who pledged himself is completely trustworthy and dependable. Our faithful yes to follow him to the other side of the world required a holding on from us to his faithfulness to make the impossible possible. So I want to come back to us as mothers. You know, motherhood is not a highlight reel with likes and love hearts flowing all over it. Yes, you agree with me? That's just for the celebrities, not in our lives. The truth is that motherhood is not just beautiful, it is also costly. It's not just joyful, it's also sacrificial. It's not just made of big moments, but of countless unseen moments. It is the early mornings that no one applaud. It is the quiet prayers that we whisper over our children. It is the weight of responsibility that we carry every day. It is the moments of doubt, the stretching, the letting go. Oh my goodness, the letting go. I'm still going around that mountain. Edward, why don't you phone me? The letting go, the letting go. You might be in a situation today where you are required to hold on to your promise from God. The dream you have, the desire of your heart to see your family and your children come back to the faith that they once professed. But I want to remind you that faith holds on before it understands. It grips tightly, you know, the white knuckles. It refuses to let go. It wants us to be those bulldogs. Sorry, I just have to say that. It's that it grips on and it does not let go. Last week, JJ shared a word about the kingdom principle of sowing and reaping. By holding on, we are sowing seeds of faithfulness. And the kingdom principle says those seeds will mature in time, and then you will reap a harvest of fruitfulness. There is time between the sowing the seeds and reaping the harvest. So let me remind you to hold fast, like JJ said this morning once again, because your promise is scheduled to bear fruit. It is scheduled to bear fruit. Your praise is scheduled to bear fruit. So what confident expectation are you declaring boldly over your life, over your children's life, over your family? In other words, what are you speaking in your current season that you are yet to see? What seeds are you sowing with your words that you speak every day in the guarded and the unguarded moments? Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." What dreams and promises were you given for yourself, your children, your family, and your future that you have not yet seen fulfilled? Our words shape our perspective and it strengthens our faith. Hope speaks what God is saying before the circumstances change. It requires us to align with what God is saying and has spoken over us. So today I want to encourage you. Speak with confidence and declare boldly what you heard God say over you until you can see it. The one who pledged himself is completely trustworthy and dependable. I want to remind you today that God is faithful. He is completely trustworthy and dependable. It is his nature. He will not fail you and he will not let you down. He is a good father. We are not holding on in our own strength, but we are holding on because God is faithful. You know, Mary's faithful yes is what set her apart. It became her legacy. It's what we read when we open the Word. It wasn't a yes that was built on certainty. It wasn't a yes that was built on comfort. It wasn't a yes that understood every detail of the future. It was simply a surrendered yes to a faithful God. So, like for Mary, this scripture is encouraging us today to give God our faithful yes. What is your faithful yes that you need to give to God? A yes that says, "I will continue to hold on tightly to the promises I've received. I won't lean away and listen to the lies of the enemy. I will continue to boldly declare with faith what I cannot see yet. I will continue to put my trust in God because He's faithful no matter how I feel. I will continue to step out in faith and do as He led me, even if I do it afraid." You might have been holding on for a very long time already. And it has been difficult. The season has been long. The breakthrough hasn't come yet. The pressures has been real. And if you're honest with yourself, your grip is starting to slip. Your hope is starting to be shaken and your trust is beginning to wane. And if that is how you feel today, I want to remind you that you do not have to do that in our own strength. You do not hold on because you are capable and you have the muscles to do that. Because you are a mom, you have to hold on. Because you are a mom, the eyes are on you and your children are looking to you and you need to do and say the right things and do the right, say the right words and do the right things. If that is how you are feeling today, I want to invite you to stand with me and give your faithful yes to God afresh. I don't have it all together every day. There are so many moments that shakes me. And then I need to be reminded that it's not in my own strength that I'm standing. I'm standing in God's faithfulness. So if you feel like that today and you want to say, God, thank you for reminding me that I'm holding on to promises because you are faithful. Why don't you stand with me this morning? Let's take a stand that makes a statement that you say, I choose to hold on because God is faithful until I see, until it comes to fulfillment, I will choose to hold on because God is faithful. Before I pray, I have a declaration that I want us all, and even those that are sitting, to declare over ourselves. Today, I choose to hold fast to the promises of God. I will not be shaken by fear, uncertainty, or what I cannot see yet. My hope is anchored in the faithfulness of God, not in my circumstances. Like Mary, I say yes to His word and trust Him with the outcome. I declare that God is faithful to fulfill every promise He has spoken. My faith will remain unwavering, my heart steadfast, and my eyes fixed on Jesus. I will hold on, stand firm, and persevere intentionally because the one who promised is faithful. Lord, I thank you for everyone that says today again, here's my yes. I trust you and I choose to hang on. I choose to hold on. I choose to grip tightly. I choose to not lean away. I choose to not listen to the words that are whispered. I choose to not be moved by what I see around me. I choose to hold on to the faith that I can declare with you, Lord God, that what you said over me and my family and my house, Lord, will come to pass. I choose to hold on until such a moment. I choose to speak your language, Lord. I choose to align with you, Lord, about what you say, how you see me, even though I don't see myself like that. Lord, I choose to hang on and to hold on to you tightly, unwavering, unswervingly, Lord God, without letting go. White knuckled, Lord, we are hanging on to you today because you are faithful. Lord, the word says that you will not change. You will not fail us. You do not change. You are forever faithful. It is your nature, Lord. And today we grip onto that and we say, Lord, we believe you are a faithful God. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in our lives. Help us to live faithful lives, Lord God. Help us to hang on to in the difficult moments, Lord God, and help us to give and to be the example to those, Lord, our children, those people that look up to us, Lord God, that they know we are not perfect, but the God that we are hanging on to, the God that we believe in, He is faithful. And because of Him, because because of His faithfulness in our lives, we can stand unshaken, unmoved, unleaning, unbending. Lord, we stand firmly in our spiritual stance. We are holding on to You. We are holding on to Your promises. We are holding on to what You said, Lord. Let it be. Let it be in our lives as You have spoken over us, in Jesus' name. And I thank You, Lord, that You, the testimony of Your word, Lord, it is the spirit of prophecy and the testimonies that's going to come out of this place of how we hold on and God's faithfulness came through for us. Lord, that will continue to create faithful moments and more faithfulness, believing in You and that You are God and that You will do as You have spoken over our lives, Lord. Thank You that this morning, Holy Spirit, You stir us up. You stir us up. You say, we don't need to be strong because You are strong. You are our strength. You are the strength that we are standing in. Thank You, Lord. You are worthy. And we thank You, Lord, that You do not let go of us. Not when we are wavering, You do not let go. Thank You that today we afresh can give You our yes. We can give You our surrendered yes again. You are faithful, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for believing in us. Thank You for championing us on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I thank You that You love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow You. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that You fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after You. I thank You that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmark.church. Thanks for listening.